Jeffrey Davis reporting from Mass Challenge for MYOB, Mind Your Own Business, the radio show, on location at Mass Challenge. And now I'm interviewing Spencer Irvine of AirVentions, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Hi, Spencer.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. So what's AirVentions?
So AirVentions is a concept I came up with actually a while ago, but I founded the company just over a year ago. And pretty much the way it started was I worked on a ramp at an airport. So if you're ever flying and you're waiting for your flight and you see all the cars driving around and the guys are throwing the bags on the plane when they're loading your bag, well, similar how cars have fender benders, those also occur on the ground at airports.
Of course.
So when a guy's loading your bag on a plane, he might actually accidentally hit the airplane.
Right.
And so I was actually in training for this, and they kept talking about how many accidents there were, and I thought to myself, well, there's got to be a way to fix
that's
that.
That's not just in Chicago, is it? That's
everywhere. Oh, no, this was in Atlanta, actually. And I thought, there's got to be a way to fix that. There's got to be a way to use some technology, some sensor, something to create a collision avoidance system. And so I researched and I figured out that actually airlines lose about $10 billion, $1 billion per year due to accidents that happen on the ramp.
Is that all domestically?
About a little over half of that is domestic.
Wow.
So globally, it's about $10 billion.
And America accounts for half of that?
About half, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and so knowing that and knowing how huge the market was, I then developed a collision avoidance system to put on the vehicles, alert the drivers, and pretty much prevent the accidents from happening. And so that's how you're mentioned.
And how much does this product cost?
So looking to keep it at a few thousand dollars. And with that model, I'm moving around $4,000 to $5,000 right now. But with that price point and what we've seen and how much accidents happen, how much it costs, an airline can recoup that in about a year or under a year.
Do you have any products in use right now?
No, what we have is a full-scale model that we just completed. And we're looking now to actually raise money to get to a prototype. And we have a few airlines that are interested in doing a pilot project so they can get it out there, test it, and have their employees feel and work and play with it a little bit.
So being up at Mass Challenge must be a real benefit for you.
Yes, yeah, it has been. It's been great, actually, because we've actually gotten contacted by airlines. I'm assuming through Mass Challenge because our publicity has just increased a lot and our exposure to the world has increased. So a lot of people have been interested in it. Also, some of our mentors have had some airport connection, which really helped us out a lot.
Right.
And so we've kind of, it's helped us get out in the world a bit. And it's been great so far.
Wow, that's interesting. So how did you find Mass Challenge?
So I went to business school at MIT Sloan, and when I graduated in 2010, Mass Challenge kind of came around the message boards and people were talking about it. And I didn't apply last year, but I had some friends who started companies that applied last year, and they're kind of telling me about it. And then this year I decided to go for it and apply. And so it was kind of just networking through school and entrepreneurial network that's in Boston got me here.
Right. Interesting. But you're not originally from Boston.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Were you here when you applied to Mass Challenge, or were you from Chicago?
I was here. So I'm from Chicago, then I lived in Atlanta for a while, then I came up to MIT for business school.
Right.
So that kind of got me.
Now we've got you for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
How many people are involved with the company?
So I work full-time pretty much day and night, 24-7, until somebody pulls me away for my work. And then I have, right now, two guys who work with me part-time. And they usually come in evenings and nights, and they've been great, actually. I don't know how they do it, but they come in and after work, and they'll stay till midnight, 1 o'clock.
How'd you find them?
I found one through a classmate, former coworker, who has a lot of experience in programming, robotics, and a great asset to me, so I found him that way. And then the other one through some posts through job boards, MIT, Northeastern, etc. And he responded to the MIT boards.
Right.
And he's joined on.
So, what kind of resources have you been using for Mass Challenge?
I've been using, I split some time between the space here and then also. We started another incubator lab about four blocks down the road. We started it actually a little bit before I came to Mass Challenge. So I split my time between there and here. That one's called Greentown Labs, and pretty much that enables me to have a shop floor space where we can actually do prototyping and building. But so we use that space, and I come over here sometimes and use that, and I've been talking to people and actually found a lot of product people who have helped me out in terms of figuring out manufacturing contractors to use. You know, when you're building a product, it's a little bit different than if you're building a web company, right, which is in a lot of the incubators around here.
Yeah, but you're right. It's such a big field in terms of damage, and it is a product, and people do like products nowadays.
Oh yeah, and what we found is great is it. I started out looking at this problem, which is, you know, damages at airports, and I looked at specific vehicles, and I started thinking, well, here you have a large industry like airlines, which have pretty much, they've been making a lot of money, but then recently they've had to pull back because, you know, the airline industry is in a lot of trouble,
right,
in terms of being profitable. And so now they're looking at ways to save costs, reduce costs, and solutions for that. And the ramp at an airport is pretty much, like, the technology there is, people tell me it's from like the 50s, 60s, maybe
right,
70s if it's, you know, something recent. And so
when I think about it now, it's, I would say probably half the time I'm on a plane, the ramp bangs the plane.
Yeah, exactly. But some of the quotes we've heard are pretty astonishing. People say, yeah, we get planes all the time. You know, kind of glance at it, it looks good, all right, let's just keep
Certain cities I know are worse than others that I fly into.
No, yeah, absolutely. It's some of the stories, like I said, are pretty, you'd rather not know.
No, I'm sure. And people are tired, they're overworked, they don't want to count. They've got other things on their mind.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems like you should be able to load a plane, but it's like, have you ever hit a car when you're trying to park? You know, it happens.
Oh, sorry, it's not about me.
Most people have. And if you imagine you're operating a large vehicle and you're trying to gauge by sight something that's about 8 to 10 feet away, and you're trying to position that within 2 inches of an airplane, and then add on to that that there's rain, snow, you're in a hurry, there's, you know, a lot of chaos, there's noise, you know, it's bound to happen. So
let's say next month I tell you that you won Mass Challenge. What are you going to do with the money?
Oh, that money will go towards two things. It'll go towards getting that prototype built, so that we can, we have airlines interested, and we can actually show them that, hey, we have a physical product that we can now take onto your ramp. And also go towards getting my guys who are part-time a little bit more on full-time and expanding my team.
Interesting. And what are you going to do if you lose?
Same thing, just I'm going to be doing a little bit more pound painting, you know, getting the soles of my shoes, wearing those down, trying to get the same money. So
that's good. Well, you know, we wish you luck, and that we hope that as you are successful that you'll come back and fill us in again.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. My pleasure. Thanks.